The $200 million a year funding agreement is set to expire in June next year, and that's on homelessness. Now, Christmas is approaching and anxiety is growing in the homelessness sector about their ability to fund their future services because of that $200 million agreement expiring so soon. More than 200 social service groups have written to the Prime Minister, urging the government to act before service providers are forced to start cutting services. Of particular concern is youth homelessness, which has reached record levels. In the studio, I'm joined by Sherry Bruinhout. She's the director of Melbourne City Mission, and Neil, who became homeless at 16 and then was taken in, I think, by the Hope Street Youth Refuge. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Neil, if I start with you, you became homeless at the age of 16. What was it like?
Well, first of all, when I was 16, I ran away from home and sort of couch surfed around, and over the past few years has been a bit messy. The real problem was only about maybe 5 months ago, where I sort of struck homelessness again after some more struggles. That was a pretty scary point of time where I had no trust, I suppose, in a lot of people. And I was led to eventually sleep in my car for a number of nights around Melbourne. And
so there was a period of time, so you were couch surfing?
Yes, that's correct.
And on and off. You'd left home permanently by this stage?
Yes. So by 16, I was voluntarily out of my parents' home due to abuse. And then, yeah, it sort of came to another crunch point again, dealing with the current house that I was staying in, and had no choice but to leave from there as well. And that's where I sort of made my way into that sort of homeless culture.
I'm intrigued by that language. What is that homeless culture? What happens when this happens to you?
I think that's something that I don't think a lot of people realise. It's something that it's very hard to get out of. And I must say, it's very scary. It's not a very nice sort of world to be in, where, you know, you're constantly scared, you know, of what's around the corner. You know, we're talking about, you know, being in very dangerous areas and stuff like that. And
so you're scared for your safety.
Yeah, definitely. You know, lucky enough, I might have had a car to sleep in. You know, there's how many other people out there, you know, that have no, you know, roof over their head and no protection, you know, where they're much more vulnerable, but still just as dangerous. It's quite a scary thing. And thank God to the Hope Street organisation, which got on pretty much straight away, they were able to sort of take me out of that just in time before things could have got a lot worse, where my life could have gone a very dark path.
Did it mean you stopped going to school, you stopped participating?
Yeah, I was previously a carpenter and had a back injury at work, and that led me to stop work, and it made it then very hard for me to sort of seek alternate career and stuff like that. And then after losing then a lot of finances and struggling to sort of pay for bills and stuff, and problems within the housing that I was in at the current time, led me to unfortunately have to leave, and had no other sources to sort of rely on and nowhere to go.
If you're just tuning into RN Drive, we're talking about homelessness, and I'm joined by Neil. He's just told his story of experiencing youth homelessness. Sherry Bruinhout is the director of Melbourne City Mission and deals with these kinds of stories every day. How common are experiences like Neil's, Sherry, and why is it increasing? I'm really interested in hearing more about why youth homelessness is becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
Yeah, so look, we've just heard, I mean, Neil's story, while it's very compelling and it's heartbreaking in this country that a young man has had to sleep in a car and feel unsafe and had to run away from home because of abuse. But unfortunately, stories like Neil's are not uncommon to us at Melbourne City Mission. And across Australia last year, there were over 70,000 children under the age of 18 who accessed homelessness services. 70,000. It's a huge number. It's growing, you're right. And every year it's growing. In Victoria, we've had almost 50% increase. Across the country, it's sitting at about 15%. These are really worrying statistics. Some of the reason for that is because of family breakdown and an increase in reporting of family violence. But another thing is just the cost of housing, the housing affordability, the structural levers that we can make housing affordable that we're just not using. And people like Neil, I mean, he's a lovely young man working, very competent, but for young people trying to afford private rental, let alone anyone else, it's just a very difficult battle for them.
It's interesting you say, so you think part of it is increased family breakdown, more reporting on family violence. You'd think these issues have always been part of the community. Is it more that young people are now feel more confident to say, I cannot stay in this situation?
Absolutely. And we've got, you know, beautiful work by people like Rosie Batty, Australian of the Year, really raising our consciousness to things like family violence. And we don't have to put up with those things and we can make changes. The problem is that when particularly women, but sometimes men, when they finally feel brave enough to leave, as Neil did when he was just 16, you feel brave enough to leave an abusive situation, there's kind of an expectation that our welfare services will be able to respond to that in a way that is safe for you and or your family. The problem is that our funding services, as you mentioned earlier, are only funded till the end of this financial year. So really, in just over 6 months, we don't know if we're going to be able to continue providing the levels of support, as Neil has said, that have really got him back on his feet. Now, I know it's 6 months away and that seems like quite a long time, but really, we support people for 12 months, 18 months. So how can I bring people into my services now and say, look, you know, we're in it for the long haul with you, but we might have to finish up after only 6 months. There's a COAG meeting on this Friday, and we're really keen. This is a great opportunity for a result of that COAG meeting to renew and to recommit this funding for homelessness services.
Are you looking for just recommitting of the same? As I said, it's $200 million a year, I understand. Have I got the figure right?
Yes.
Do you just want that matched? Because you're talking about growing demand. Surely that means that's an issue.
Look, at this point, we'll settle for matching. What we actually need is a real and lasting commitment from state and federal governments. The thing about homelessness is that it's not rocket science. We can actually fix it. The evidence is there. We know what works. We know what ends homelessness. We just need the resources to be able to get on with it and do it. It's not a mystery. It's about providing people with safe, affordable accommodation and a range of support services to help them get back on their feet. For some people, that's a short period of time. For others, that might be for the rest of their life. But we know how to end homelessness. We just need the resources to do it.
Neil, obviously accessing those services has changed your life. How much of a game changer was it for you to get you back, you know, into housing, into work, participating again?
It made actually quite a substantial difference. When I was first contacted through Hope Street, they got me to wait in their refuge straight away, so I really appreciated that in the meantime while applying for a longer-term accommodation. And the ball just started from there. They were able to give me medical support, you know, for my back injury that I had. And then I was able to start a course in Certificate 3 in Civil Construction, which I'll be finishing next week. And they also have connected companies as well. So I was able to also get a job while I was waiting in the meantime to give myself some financial stability as well in the meantime.
And you've become involved in what is obviously a campaign now to ensure that the funding continues. Why have you decided to do that? Because you don't have to. I mean, Sherry has a role. She's the Melbourne City Mission Director. Not that, of course, your work isn't important, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
Here. You don't have to be talking. Why have you decided to put your head above and share your stories?
It's two reasons. One, to support these organisations, you know, in the way that they've helped me so much, and there's so many other youth out there in much more worse condition than what I probably would have been that need to get this help. And then also to support them and know that, you know, you can get help from these services, and which is why we need these the funding for this, and for Definite to be a lot more advertised and broadcasted out there, because 3 years ago I never knew about any of these services, so I had nowhere to go. But due to my increasing knowledge in the area, I was able to pick up on it. But it can still be quite a bit of a blank space for a lot of homeless people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I want to thank you both for coming in and telling your stories. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joining me tonight is Neil, who became homeless at just 16 and was taken in by the Hope Street Youth Refuge, and also Sherry Brunhout, who's the director of Melbourne City Mission. They're hoping that COAG deals with this issue on Friday. I'm not sure if it will. It's looking very unlikely. It's not one of the agenda items, as far as I understand. 0418-226-576 is the number that you can text me on. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on your radio till 7:30.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia, if you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell, media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.